Assalamu alaikum, and welcome back to another episode of Sayyidati, where we discuss the lives of some incredible Muslim women throughout history. Today, I want to share the story of Queen Amina, or Aminatu of Zaria, who ruled during the late 16th century in the Zazzau Kingdom in what is now present-day Nigeria. She was the eldest daughter of Bakwa Turunku, who founded the kingdom in 1536. Zazzau was among the many city-states that dominated the trans-Saharan trade route, thanks to their wealth of leather goods, horses, salt, and other commodities. At the age of 16, Amina began to prepare for her role as a future heir to the throne, and so she now inherited new responsibilities, like official councils and meetings with administrators. Queen Bakwa, and in some sources King Bakwa, eventually died around 1566, and the reign of Zazzau passed to Amina's younger brother, Karam, since he had the right to the throne as the only male sibling. During this period, Amina emerged as a leading warrior of the Zazzau cavalry, and she became famous primarily for her fierce military exploits. These achievements brought her and her kingdom great wealth and power. After Karam eventually died following a 10-year rule, Amina became the official queen of Zazzau. During the next 34 years of her reign, Aminatu was constantly pursuing successful military expeditions, which ultimately expanded the domain of the Zazzau kingdom. Yet, despite her exploits, she wasn't thirsty for war. Rather, she was determined to ensure that neighboring rulers would permit traders safe passage throughout their lands. Some historians have even credited her with introducing armor to the area, including iron helmets and chainmail. She's also credited with building city walls out of earth and clay as fortifications and protection of the city, and those have since become a symbol of the province. Many of these walls, which still exist today, are known as Amina's Walls. Moreover, the Queen Amina statue was built in her honor in addition to a number of educational institutions named after her today. As a result of her fierce military persona, Amina became known as Amina, daughter of Nekatel, a woman as capable as a man. There's a lot we can learn from the strength of Queen Amina, but what stands out to me the most is the reason she pursued military expeditions, in order to ensure safe passage for innocent traders. Throughout our lives, we'll all at some point be positioned in places of authority and leadership, whether it's to a younger sibling or at work or during a class project. When you take on a role of leadership next, remember Queen Amina. Remember that besides the stability she sought for her own kingdom, she wanted to ensure the safety and security of those around her. If someone in your group or class is cheating or treating others wrongly, take action within your means. Stand up to injustice in your workplace. If you're a witness to any form of harassment to others, don't stay silent because it's not directly affecting you. Queen Amina's kingdom was safe, but don't forget that she extended that security and justice to all those in her reach. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the strength and courage of Amina to stand up for what is right, and may He make us all a means for ensuring safety to others around us. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum.